I made a car. We were talking earlier about the hypersonic missiles, right? And I find it to be, well, it's a good thing. Otherwise, we would be behind China in hypersonic missile technology, and it's good to know we are not. I said it. And by the way, up in the Sioux Locks had a special visitor pass through over the weekend. I find it kind of quite interesting, in fact. According to photos from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, the USS Minneapolis-St. Paul passed through the Polock. Happened Saturday. It's a combat ship built by Marinette Marine out of Marinette, Wisconsin. Arrived in Duluth, where it will be commissioned on May 21st. Ship christened in Wisconsin's Menominee River, June of 2019. The christening of the future USS Minneapolis-St. Paul marks an important step toward this great ship's entry into the fleet, said Secretary of the Navy Richard Spencer in 2019. So a brand new ship, the second ship named for the Twin Cities. The first was a Los Angeles-class attack submarine that served from 1984 through 2008. And there you go. That's kind of cool. Brand new ship making its way into service, going through the Sioux Locks, the Polock, on its way to serving you and I, right? I mentioned this, and I want to get to this because it makes you wonder. Ford Motor Company dumps another 7 million shares in Rivian. Rivian's that electric vehicle startup. I saw one in Atlanta here a few weeks ago. I'd never seen one in person. A lot smaller than I thought. It's like a two-thirds or three-quarter size pickup. It's not a full-size truck by any means. So Ford's dumping another 7 million shares. Although it has some neat features, a pass-through, the frunk. Is that what they call it, the front trunk, the frunk? It follows Ford selling 8 million shares last week for $214 million. They got $188 million out of this deal. And now Ford's stake in Rivian is below 10%. Ford had 12% at the IPO. The shares sold for $26.88 each for a total of $188.2 million. We think it's prudent at this point to monetize a small portion of the investment, Ford spokesman Ian Thibodeau said in a statement following the initial sale. The company did not have anything further to add. Rivian's IPO, however, the Irvine, California, has faced numerous setbacks and challenges, including supply chain disruptions. Remember, Ford Motor Company told us here just recently, if you missed this on the program, this is a really important point about EVs and renewables and batteries. Ford said that 95% of the necessary materials to build batteries, to build infrastructure, to have the ability for electric vehicles to be on the road 10 years from now, 95% of it does not exist today. So how on earth would we get to a point where General Motors is all electric? And Ford is primarily electric units. I guess we'll find out. Last week, Rivian reaffirmed its forecast that it will build 25,000 vehicles this year, which sent shares up. So far this year, it's produced about 5,000 units. They're producing three products at an Illinois plant: the R1T pickup truck, the R1S SUV, and an electric delivery van for Amazon, another major investor in the startup. Rivian's stock down 75% year-to-date. The stock was trading at $26.47 a share Monday. Ford invested $1.2 billion in the startup. Reported a $3.1 billion net loss for the first quarter and attributed that to a $5.4 billion loss on the investment in Rivian. It's been an absolute financial disaster for Ford. And it's got to be another red flag and warning to everyone about EVs. If the infrastructure isn't there, if we don't have what we need to put this in place, then why on earth are we destroying our energy sector? They're not doing that in China or India or Brazil or anywhere. Honestly, why are we destroying, willfully destroying our infrastructure for energy in general? Because we don't have the infrastructure for EVs, so we're destroying our infrastructure for oil and gas and natural gas. It makes no sense. It makes no sense whatsoever that we handicap ourselves and our economy in the world while China and all these other countries continue to ramp up with coal-fired plants and other more hydrocarbon-based energy sources because they're energy dense. Yeah. Anyhow, by the way, another quick note on COVID before we go to break. Detroit Health Department has partnered with the state of Michigan to expand services, offer free treatment to residents who test positive for COVID-19, the latest city to be chosen for a nationwide program dubbed Test to Treat. City officials billed it as a one-stop COVID service. The program has hundreds of locations nationwide. There you go. You can get the antiviral treatments, a pill, oral medications, 90% effective at preventing severe illness due to COVID-19, but only effective if treatment begins within 5 days of the onset of illness. Well, you can get it now in Detroit. There you go. All right. Some final thoughts on the program today after the break. What it takes to be an entrepreneur? Have you done your due diligence on the most important component of your new business? You. Introducing the Grind Score, a tool to help you analyze how you will impact your startup. The Grind Score is a 24-question quiz developed by co-founder and co-CEO of Big B Coffee, Michael McFaul. Get his real-world insight and feedback on what he has seen work and not work in a startup. Go to thegrindscore.com and start your journey. That's thegrindscore.com. TheGrindScore.com.
If you're looking for a new best friend and you've already been to the shelter, it's time to check out TheBarkingBoutique.com. TheBarkingBoutique.com guarantees its puppies for the next 5 years and plenty to choose from. New arrivals daily. TheBarkingBoutique.com. Healthy Cell delivers 165% more vitamin nutrition with its microgel formula. Studies show Healthy Cell packs a bigger punch than ordinary vitamins. Healthy Cell is made in America and recommended by Dr. Peter McCullough. Go to HealthyCell.com, use the promo code Gruber, and save 20%. HealthyCell.com, promo code Gruber.